很多人以为
Many people think that
中国近代史的苦难开端是1840年的鸦片战争。
The suffering of modern Chinese history began with the Opium War in 1840.
其实真正的分水岭是1793年的马格尔尼访华。
In fact, the real turning point was the visit to China by the delegation of the 17th, 19th, and 3rd in 1933.
这一年，西方已经准备用工业文明拥抱新世界。
The West is ready to embrace the new world with industrial civilization.
而自诩天朝上国的大清。
And those who claim to be the ancient and the glorious empire of Tianzhou
还沉溺在千年帝制的幻梦里。
Still immersed in the illusion of the Millennium Emperor.
这场东西方顶级文明的第一次正式碰撞。
This was the first formal collision between the two top civilizations of the East and West.
没有硝烟。
No smoke.
却齐天注定了中国近百年的屈辱与落后。
However, Kai's early demise determined China's humiliation and backwardness for the past century.
1793年
1793,
英国国王派出特使马格尔尼带着庞大使团远赴中国。
The British king dispatched special envoy Magalny with a large delegation of ambassadors to China.
此时的英国刚刚完成工业革命起步。
At this time, Britain had just completed the initial stage of the Industrial Revolution.
蒸汽机
Steam engine
新式火炮
Western cannons
远洋轮船颠覆了生产与战争模式。
Yuan Yan Lun Chu and Diane Fu Le Sheng Chan Yu Zhan Jing Mo Shi
英国人此行没有恶意。
The Englishman's trip was not malicious.
反而满心诚意。
With all my heart.
想和大清通商贸易开通有无平等建交。
The Great Qing Dynasty established trade relations with you, etc.
打开东西方的贸易通道。
Open trade channels with the West.
为了示好。
To show goodwill.
他们带了满满船队的顶级礼物。
They brought a full ship of top-notch gifts.
有蒸汽机模型、精密天文仪器、先进火炮。
There are steam engine models, precision astronomical instruments, and advanced firearms.
战舰模型
Warship models.
工业机械设备
Industrial machinery and equipment.
全是当时世界最顶尖的黑科技
All of them were the most cutting-edge technology at the time.
可这场满怀善意的交流
But this exchange, full of goodwill,
从进门开始就被大清的傲慢彻底击碎。
From the moment I stepped in, I was completely defeated by the arrogance of the Qing dynasty.
使团刚上岸
Just arrived.
第一道难题就是跪
The first problem is to kneel and bow.
拜礼
First,
清朝官员强硬
The Qing dynasty officials were tough.
要求马格尔尼觐见乾隆时必须行
The following are the requirements for Magalny to be seen by Kairlong during his reign.
三跪九叩的番薯大礼
The elaborate ritual of prostration and bowing to the foreign master.
在大清的眼里
In the eyes of the Qing dynasty,
所有外国都是蛮夷番薯，来访就是朝贡臣服。
All foreigners are barbarians and must be treated as tribute-paying subjects.
但马格尔尼绝不接受。
But Magna refused.
英国是独立主权国家。
The United Kingdom is an independent sovereign state.
只愿行欧洲单膝跪拜礼。
I only wish to kneel before Europe.
这点利益分歧让83岁的乾隆勃然大怒。
This difference in etiquette made the 83-year-old Kyan Long furious.
他根本不想了解英国是什么国
He doesn't even want to know what Britain is like.
国家，工业革命是什么？
What is the Industrial Revolution?
新式科技有多厉害？
How advanced is the new technology?
只认定这些洋人不懂规矩。
Only those foreigners who don't understand the rules.
妄自尊大。
Arrogant.
丢了天朝上国的颜面。接见过程。
Using the sacred process of meeting with the Holy See of the Celestial Dynasty.
乾隆全程居高临下。
Throughout the reign of the Qianlong Emperor.
敷衍冷漠。
Indifferent, cold, perfunctory.
玛格尔尼卖力讲解工业机器的妙用。
Margaret enthusiastically explained the wonderful uses of industrial machines.
诉说通商共赢的好处。
Tell the benefits of mutual trade and win-win situation.
试图让大清跟上世界潮流。
Trying to bring Daxing up to par with the world.
可乾隆听完只轻蔑一笑。
Then, after listening to Qianlong, he smiled lightly.
就像那句流传百年的愚昧名言。
Like the well-known but foolish saying,
天朝物产丰盈。
China's land is fertile,
无所不有
all-encompassing,
原不及位移货物一同有无
previously, the goods were not transported together.
翻译成人话就是我们大清什么都有
translate into adult language means that we have everything in the Great Qing dynasty.
根本看不起你们西方的破烂玩意儿。
I can't stand your Western junk.
也懒得和你们打交道。
I don't bother to deal with you.
马格尔尼献上先进的火炮战舰模型。
Magorny presented an advanced model of the warship.
乾隆随手丢进仓库落灰，连试射都懒得细看。
He casually threw the gun into the warehouse, and it was covered in dust. So he didn't bother to examine it.
官员们更是集体嘲讽。
The officials also collectively mocked.
把工业黑科技贬低为奇技淫巧。
Turning industrial black technology into amazing tricks.
觉得花里胡哨毫无用处。
I think it's all unnecessary and pointless.
这群执掌国家命运的顶层权贵。
These top-level elites who control the fate of the nation.
闭眼自打。
Self-reliance.
固步自封。
To be stuck in one's ways.
亲手推开了中国接轨世界的最后机会。
I personally closed the last opportunity for China to connect with the world.
如果说顶层是极致的傲慢奢靡。
If we say that the top level is extreme arrogance and extravagance,
那底层百姓就是刺骨的麻木苦难。
The common people were experiencing a bone-chilling and agonizing suffering.
访华数月
visited for several months.
马格尔尼使团走遍大清多地。
The delegation of the Magog people traveled throughout the vast Qing dynasty.
他们亲眼所见的景象彻底颠覆了欧洲对乾隆盛世的美好想象。
What they saw completely overturned the European perception of the prosperous Qing dynasty.
史书里记载的盛世是国库充盈、国泰民安，可现实里遍地都是衣衫褴褛、面黄肌瘦的底层百姓，为了一口剩饭、一点洋人丢弃的杂物。
A According to historical records, the prosperous era was characterized by abundant national treasury and peaceful people. However, in reality, the impoverished masses were often seen in ragged clothes, with yellowed faces, and scavenging for scraps of discarded goods from foreign traders.
百姓会争先恐后的跪地争饷，眼神里只有卑微和麻木。
The people would eagerly compete and jostle for position, their eyes filled with only subservience and apathy.
没有尊严和希望。
No dignity and hope.
百姓被层层赋税、严苛礼教压得喘不过气。
The people, burdened by the oppressive tax system,and the strict control of the government were struggling to breathe.
早已习惯了顺从和卑微。
Used to being submissive and humble.
不敢反抗。
Cannot resist.
不懂进步。
Don't understand progress.
像行尸走肉般活着。
Living like the walking dead.
更刺眼的是极致的贫富差距。
More striking is the extreme wealth disparity.
底层百姓食不果腹。
The common people are starving.
富衣不蔽体。
The dress doesn't cover the body.
甚至路边随处可见恶殍。
Even on the roadside, you can see a lot of trash.
可京城、官场的权贵阶层依旧过着穷奢极欲的生活。
The corrupt officials and wealthy class in Beijing were still living a life of luxury and indulgence.
豪宅连片，锦衣玉食，奢靡。
Even the roadside was lavish and extravagant.
攀比成风。
Habitual comparison.
官员贪污成习。
Officials are corrupt and amazing.
所有人都在死守旧礼制、旧规矩。
Everyone is sticking to the old rules and regulations.
没人关心。
No one cares.
百姓死活。
The fate of the people.
更没人知道。
No one knows.
世界早已变天。
The world has changed.
一边是顶层的闭目自大。
On one side, there are those who are arrogant and conceited.
奢靡腐朽。
Extravagant and decadent.
一边是底层的愚昧麻木。
On one side is the ignorance and apathy of the masses.
逆来顺受。
To adapt to circumstances, to take things as they come.
这就是马格尔尼看到的真实大清。
This is the real expansion of Magluni.
离开中国时。
When leaving China.
马格尔尼留下一段精彩预言。
Margaret left a wonderful fable.
看似疆域辽阔。
Although the territory seems vast.
声势浩大。
Grand in scale.
实则外强中。
In fact, the outer strength is strong.
干，腐朽不堪。
Decayed.
它只一艘破旧的大船。
It was piloting a dilapidated old ship.
全靠运气支撑。
Relying solely on luck.
只要稍有风浪。
Just a little turbulence.
就会彻底穷富。
Will be completely bankrupt.
短短四十年后。
In just 40 years.
预言成真。
One word is true.
1840年鸦片战争爆发。
The Opium War broke out in 1840.
曾经的天朝上国
Once a powerful empire,
面对西方的坚船利炮不堪一击
Faced with the Westerners' formidable and heavily armed ships,
被迫开启百年屈辱
Forced to open the century of humiliation
近代史
Modern history
很多人总说近代史的落后是偶然
Many people often say that the backwardness of modern history is accidental.
其实1793年就已注定，真正的落后。
In fact, it was already doomed to lag behind in 1893.
从来不是武器的落后。
It has never been a matter of lagging behind in weapons.
是认知的封闭，思想的僵化，制度的腐朽。
It is the corruption of rigid, close-minded systems.
当世界在飞速革新，开放共赢时，
When the world is rapidly innovating and opening up for mutual benefit,
大清还在做着唯我独尊的旧梦。
The great king was still clinging to its old dream of being the sole ruler.
权贵
rich
困于虚荣
trapped by vanity.
百姓困于麻木
the people are trapped in apathy.
举国困于愚昧
the whole country is plagued by ignorance.
这场没有硝烟的相遇
this encounter without smoke.
撕开了盛世的虚假外衣
Bore away the facade of a prosperous world
也埋下了近代中国所有苦难的伏笔
It also laid the groundwork for all the suffering of modern China
历史
History
从不会突然崩塌
Never suddenly collapse
所有的落后与屈辱
All the setbacks and humiliation
都是长期固步自封的必然结局。
All are inevitable consequences of long-term self-imposed stagnation.
这套历史深深的民国讲述了一百年的故事。
This set of historical novels tells a story of 100 years.
从1840年到1945年。
From 1840 to 1945,
这是最乱的一百年。
This was the most chaotic century.
乱过三国。
Chaos in the three kingdoms.
乱过五胡。
Five Huns.
十六国。乱过五代。
16 dynasties have passed.
十国。将军拔剑，壮士。
10 generals, each with a sword, stand bravely.
恶腕
Bad hand.
文人头荣，学子弃义
The meaning of literati is scholars and students refers to those who are learning.
连妓女们都深明大义
Even prostitutes are wives.
柔肠侠骨
Tender and flexible.
愿化长风，绕战旗
I wish to become a long wind that surrounds the battle flag.
这是最凄惨的一百年。
This is the most tragic century.
这是最八卦的一百年。
This is the most gossipy century.
个性无比解放，婚姻无比自由。
Unique, liberating marriage, unlimited freedom.
名人之间的情爱更是剪不断，理还乱。
Celebrities' love affairs are even more chaotic and destructive.
这是最自由的一百年。
This is the most free century.
普通人可以办报纸。
Ordinary people can publish newspapers.
办出版社，可以结社。
A publishing house can form a company.
草根可以骂。
Grass can be scolded.
甚至还可以骂。
Even worse, you can also curse.
如果你喜欢
If you like,
可以把《历史深处的民国》这本书带回家。
Can I take the book standing on the shoulders of giants home?